This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, Femi will join me in a few moments. We'll give out our bets for the weekend, bets that we've already placed, or bets that we like for this coming weekend in football. We will reveal some of the bets that you guys, the real ones, our listeners and viewers, have submitted on YouTube and Twitch or on Twitter. Your best bets for Monday Night Football tonight with the Ravens and the Lions. Our best bets for that game, side total and props, next segment to close the show. And just to give a market update, the Baltimore Ravens remaining a 4.5-point home favorite, the total in the game remaining at 54. But there's something that we have to talk about here that is as awful as it gets for us to have to talk about here on the show. And it is a really sobering and depressing bit of news from the sports betting media world. And it goes deeper than that because this guy was a friend to so many of us. You know, it almost, like, to have to say it out loud is really soul crushing. But I think a lot of our listeners and viewers know at this point, if you're on social media, because if you follow any of us, like, you've seen us all tweet about it and write about it, that Dave Sharapan passed away on Saturday night. Battle with cancer, and I think there were the complications. I don't know the full story. I'm not asking anybody. I know that some people close to him had kind of intimated that this was a really, really tough health situation for Dave, and his health had deteriorated in recent months. And the last time that I had texted him, because he had said publicly what he was going through, the last time I wrote to him, one of his daughters wrote back to me, basically saying, like, her dad was in a bad way, but he appreciated all the well wishes. So this kind of came as a gut punch for all of us on Saturday night. And if you've been watching or listening to the show for any amount of time, you know, and Dave did so many different things. You know, he was on Sports Grid for a really long time, hosted a show with Matt Perot, Boston versus the Book. That was a popular show in the sports betting space. He was a guest on so many shows, so not just this one. But he is a big part of the beginning of You Better You Bet. Back when he was still working in a sports book, he came on with us weekly in 2019 and into 2020 before he left the sports book to pursue a media career. Didn't want to work in the sports book anymore. And he came on the show a million times and would see him every time we went out to Vegas. You know, Ken and I would hang out with him when we went to Vegas. And then this past March, when Femi and I went out for the, well, Femi lives there, when I went out for the NCAA tournament and Sam's out there, and it was Sam's birthday, we all went out for drinks and to get wings for Sam's birthday. And Dave was one of many people that come and met up, and it was great to see him, like it always is. And that would be the last time that we would see him. And it's really terrible. And I just want to say that everything, and you can't say this about everyone. Like, I don't want to make, it's going to sound like I'm making this about me, but I'm going to spin this to Dave in a positive way. I feel like in moments like this, for me at least, I consider my own mortality. How could you not? Dave's 13 years older than me. He's born in 70. I was born in 1983. He's 55. I'm 42. Lost he passed away. I feel like if I died today, and God forbid, I obviously hope that doesn't happen, I know that there are a lot of people that really like me. I know that. And I think I'm a pretty good person. But I don't know that I'm universally loved the way that Dave is. I don't know that many people are universally loved the way that Dave is, the way that Dave was. You can't find one person that would say a bad word about Dave Sharapan. Everything that you read about him, that all of us have written, is true. It's not lip service. It's not like paying, giving flowers to someone who's passed away and like they don't deserve it. He's like the nicest guy of all time. An absolute sweetheart. who loved sports and loved the sports betting world, but really loved his family and talked about them all the time. His wife and his three daughters. And it's just, you know, and he leaves them behind. And it's atrocious. And just, you know, sucks. Great dude and gone too soon. And just everyone should remember and just know what a great person he was. I tweeted yesterday, and other people are tweeting it also, and maybe I'll blast it back out. But please, if you have a couple bucks to spare, and I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do, it's your money, obviously do what you want, and not, this is not like a guilt trip situation. But if you have a couple bucks to spare, there's a GoFundMe page that has been circulating. I tweeted it yesterday, others have tweeted it, where money goes directly to Dave's widow, it's horrible to say, Dave's wife, and to his three daughters, who are all, I believe, like college age or like late high school going into college. So you have a couple bucks to spare to help support the Sharapan family in like what is a time of crisis for them, I am sure, and just a terrible time in their lives. If you could find a couple bucks to spare, I'm sure that they would really appreciate it. And again, this is not to like make anyone feel guilty. If you don't, that's your decision. That's cool too. But just wanted to say that in memory of Dave Sharapan, gone too soon. Rest in peace. We'll see you on the other side. You better, you bet on this Monday. And Femi, I'm sure you echo my sentiments on Dave. You obviously knew him. We hung out with him back in March in just a terrible situation.
Incredibly sad. And I definitely echo everything that you said. And like for those who are fortunate enough to have met Dave, like he is as warm a person as you'll meet. I think that's a really good way to describe it. Very warm. The first time I ever met him, it felt like we had known each other for a few years. Like he's that kind of a person. He's very, very genuine and very kind and just a good soul. And it really is, you know, just another reminder that life sometimes can just be very unfair, which is a really, really sad situation that you ache for his wife and his kids. Like it's just really, really, really sad development and sad situation, which, yeah. Like you said, I encourage everybody, if you have a couple of bucks, please, because yeah, they're going to need it right now. And hopefully just to be able to help them kind of in any ways be able to kind of grieve what's happened. But yeah, it's incredibly sad.
Now, Dave was a funny dude. And if he were here, Femi, I guarantee that he'd be saying, can you like put your dog in another room? Because like I hear your dog. Like, can Willow go somewhere else? I mean, you know Dave well enough that Dave would be saying the same thing. Like, hey, Femi, like, we hear your dog, buddy. Like, we're on the air. Like, come on, man.
Believe me, we have been trying.
Well, let me offer you this piece of simple advice. Try harder.
Here's how I try harder at this moment. It's me getting up from this microphone and removing her, which I'm not going to do right now. But during the break, that will be taking place. Yes, let's see how it goes.
And I feel like Mike Brown was so into like what we were saying about Dave Sharapan that I'm now centered off camera. Can we center me up, please? What's going on here, everybody? Can we make this a professional operation again? Can the dog stop barking and can I be centered on camera, please? Thank you very much, everybody. All right. Femi, let's talk about some games that we like. Dave would want the show to go on. Let's talk about some 100%. Bets that we like coming up for this weekend in the NFL or college football. Start us off. Give us something that you like that you've already bet or that you're looking to bet.
Yeah, and I always love that he always talk about this with the NFL and with sports betting in general. Nobody knows bleep. And it feels
and
like
right.
that through 3 weeks.
It feels like that. Now like, wait until we have like a great weekend where we win everything. And we're going to come on the air and tell you, and we're going to tell you how smart we are. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to be doing the Aaron Glenn dance like whenever I have a winning weekend. Like the little, that's going to be me doing that down the street, walking to the window to collect my winnings. But let's start with the early window next Sunday with the Panthers and the Patriots. This one's been on the move. I still think there's some meat left on the bone here. We're still under the key number of 6. But if you can find anything under 6, I do believe it's a bet on New England. And this is not just playing like the bounce back angle for a team that was unlucky to lose the previous week or whatever. They're just much better than Carolina. And I thought Carolina's win yesterday, while albeit very dominant, and give them full marks for getting that victory, because a division game, those are not easy to win, even though they were at home and they were an underdog. Like that had a lot to do with the Falcons, man. Like, the Falcons just caught him on the wrong day. I think New England now very much has their attention, especially coming off of a bad loss. So I laid 4.5. I would still lay 5.5 if you've not bet this one. Anything under 6, I think, is a bet on the Patriots, who, oh, by the way, should be getting Christian Gonzalez back. Just so happens to be their best defensive player. I like New England quite a bit.
Yeah, and like, and you put him on, and Tet McMillan's different, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's nice.
That emoji with the smoke coming out of the nose. Tet different.
Tet different. T-Mac different, I guess is how he wants to be called.
Yeah, that boy nice. Is that like the name of a bit that somebody does? That boy, oh, that's Harry Douglas on ESPN.
Harry Douglas' thing, yeah. Is that boy good, I think. Isn't it that boy good
bad.
Or that boy nice?
That boy bad. Oh,
is it that what it is? God, we're
yes.
nailing this
So
one.
Yeah. I think I've said this on the show before. I think the Harry Douglas bit that he does on Get Up on ESPN, that boy bad, I think is like the funniest bit in the history of sports television.
With the motion?
He's a riot. Like, he's ridiculously funny. We tried to get him on the show last year. He never answered Bill. I would like to get Harry Douglas. For Harry Douglas,
say, let's run
if
that
you're
one
listening,
back,
help! Please come on our show. I would love to have you on the show. I think you're very funny very entertaining.
He does like that boy. Bad.
Yeah, and he does. He like humps the air. It's like a genital
he's
thrust.
He's getting Tannenbaum to do bad. It.
Yeah, it's hysterical. It's great.
It's really good.
So I'm with you. Good. I'm with you on the Patriots. I also like New England. I'll get a couple other thoughts that I have. So I have not bet the Cardinals yet for Thursday night. And maybe I won't. Maybe I'll bet Seattle. We'll see. I want to see what the injury report has to hold. Are the Cardinals going to get any of their corners back? I'll tell you, I would like to bet Arizona. If this ever flips and the Seahawks are favored and the Cardinals get a decent injury report, I have to bet Arizona. I don't even know that I want to, but I think that's my preferred side before we see how injuries shake out. That's the Thursday night game. Vikings-Steelers, I would love a 3 with Pittsburgh. I don't know if we'll get it, but that's what I'm looking for. A bet that I made, and I hate myself, so this will dovetail with what I said at the end of last segment. And Femi, this is kind of like when you bet the Saints last week, and you're like, who wants pain? And you beat the market. Because you actually didn't mention that. Like, you took 8.5 with the Saints. You were just like, I took 8.5, and I said, who wants pain? Like, the game closed 7.
Yep.
So, like, and they lost 44-13.
I
saw a number last night, and I may buy out. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll buy out of this. I just, like, saw the number, and candidly, I was... Let's just say that last night, when I got home, the pen was mightier.
Ooh.
So I said, yeah, but that's... yeah, because, like, why did I bet Tennessee? Because I got high. Why'd I take 7.5? Because I got high.
Yeah,
high. I bet on Brian Callahan, and I know why. Why, man? Hey, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I bet New England. No, that one I actually like. So
yeah,
Titans were plus 7.5, and I was just like, this number is not going to last. Like, the Texans' offense is terrible. I took it was a numbers play, and it didn't last. Also, I think it might be a terrible bet. So I may buy out of it. I just want to, just like, I'm just being transparent with the audience. Like, I did do that. Okay.
I mean, what's that injury report look like, though, for that offensive line going against Houston? You know, like Zeitler was out in the game against Indianapolis, Latham. And it's like, all right, well, here's the Texans defensive line on the road. Like, that's, okay. But from a number standpoint, 100% agree with you. I just couldn't click the button. Didn't want to do it.
I understand. I may click the button on the opposite side and say, I want no part of this. We'll see. I don't know yet. I did text you last night, and this is one where, like, I'd like to know if Lane Johnson's going to play. I laid 3 with the Eagles on the road in Tampa. That number's 3.5 now. And, like, Godwin and Wirfs may be back for this game. So, like, look, these are, like, small bets on Sunday night. But just because I
Mike Evans
get
is
ahead
probably
of the market.
Out.
Evans, will, like, Evans is likely to miss. We'll see with the hamstring injury. What else? I like the Raiders. I haven't bet it yet.
So there's some pick out there.
Okay.
It's boundless. So bet
MGM
actually Chicago
the money line's
favorite.
-110. Like, I'd like to bet a plus price if I can.
If it gets to a plus price, I feel like I will join you in that. I think they're going to win the game. I think this is like a great spot too, especially them Raiders coming off of 2 embarrassing losses. Bears, Caleb Williams turned the corner against the slump busters, etc. I love the setup for the Las Vegas Raiders. So plus money, I'm there with you.
And I give you, I texted you last night. I like both Monday night games next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I took 7.5 with Cincy. I think the number's way too big. Like a small bet. I reserve the right to buy out if I want, but I did take that.
Yep.
And I have not bet the other game yet, but I will. I'm just waiting for 3, and I'm going to bet the Jets next Monday night.
I think you're going to get it. Oh, I like Miami.
I'm prepped.
Give me Coach Capri pants.
Great.
I laid the 2.5.
Great. Great. So we can go off ball on that one. Yes, that is just an appetizer. Game. Just an appetizer for the week to come. Obviously, tons of bets. And our bets for tonight, the Ravens and the Lions, coming up on the other side to wrap up this edition of the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.